thundersnow is associated with very intense snowfall. It's a very dynamic storm system that has a lot of rapidly rising air, and that's typically during the summer months and spring months with your traditional thunderstorm. But in the winter climates, the thunderstorm isn't as high or as tall like you during the summer months. You might be familiar with the towering cumulonimbus clouds that stretches, you know, for miles up in the sky. You don't necessarily see that in the winter months. It's more of a embedded within a larger storm system that is depositing wintry weather over a large area. But within that storm system, you can have areas of higher intensity, snowfall, and even sleet and freezing rain, for example. You can even have thunder sleet or thunder freezing rain. But in instances, you will have thunder snow, and you will have lightning associated with it, and then lightning then causes the thunder. And at that time, or around that time, you'll also have snowfall rates that could exceed 1 to 2, maybe even 3 inches or more per hour. So that's just a tremendous amount of snow that can be deposited in a very quick period of time.